Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big money on your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
If you're somewhere, young entrepreneur, want to be an entrepreneur, you got an idea, man, and some wherewithal and that grit, that never quit attitude, man, get out there and do that, you can do it.
Never quit radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the TNQ podcast. I'm your host, Marcus Luttrell. Every week, it's my job to fire you up, to ignite the legend inside of you, and to push you to your greatness. Join me every week as I take you into my briefing room with some of the most hard-charging people on the planet. They're going to show you how to embrace the suck of life, teach you the values of working your ass off, and charge through whatever life throws at you. This is the Team Never Quit podcast. So buckle up, Buttercup.
We were watching Family Feud the other day, and one of the questions on the feud was, I remember when right when Steve Harvey brought up the card, he goes, yes! He goes, this is the best question we've ever had on Family Feud. This is the best question we've ever had on Family Feud. He goes, who are the best female vocalists of all time?
Oof.
Whitney Houston.
Boom. Number one.
Yeah?
Whitney was number one. She should be. Let's absolutely go. 100% Whitney Houston.
I think Adele is one of them.
Yeah, she's there now.
Adele
holds it now.
Alicia Keys.
Yeah, Alicia's awesome.
I think Alicia Keys is there. Aretha, yep.
Celine.
Celine Dion, for sure.
Which I think she gave props to Adele the other day. Because you're just not even going to compete with this. It's like Whitney.
Yeah.
Like you have all these professional singers, and then you had Whitney. Mm-hmm. And then when she passed, the torch was kind of stagnant, and then Adele stepped up.
Because
they can hit those multiple ranges. And
Tina Turner.
How about that woman? Welcome to Thunderdome.
Uh-huh.
Also, who was that one? She's from London, I think, that passed away late 20s. There's a movie that just came out about her.
Amy Winehouse?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah
she
yeah.
had a great voice, too.
She had a good
I saw a conspiracy theory. This is probably totally not true, but I saw a conspiracy theory that Amy Winehouse is Lady Gaga.
Well, I mean,
probably not true.
Came up on Instagram. Came up on Instagram. Like she reinvented herself or something.
Should we send a shout out to Lady Gaga and tell her?
Lady Gaga is an amazing singer too. Like her voice is.
She's an actress
really
now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great job on that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
right, so what's the Patreon question?
Well, the Patreon question. So we're going to go. If there's nobody watching, you're just in the car jamming some tunes. What is your go to sing along song by yourself?
If nobody's watching, and these songs come on, I am belting them out. It would be Do the Diddy.
Do the Diddy.
Remember that? Do the Diddy of you?
Paperboy.
Paperboy.
That's an all-time favorite song.
I freaking love that song.
When it comes on the radio, you probably never heard this song. It was a one-hit wonder?
I think you should probably pull it up right now.
It's called Diddy. Not Diddy. Do the Diddy, just Diddy.
Whatever.
By Paperboy.
But they say do the diddy.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the other one.
A little gangster in her over here.
The other one is Don't Stop Believing.
Journey.
Yeah.
Everybody on the planet opens up to that one.
Yeah. I do not do karaoke because my voice is awful. But if I'm in the car, I'm singing those two songs.
That Army-Navy game we went to this year when they started singing Journey, everybody in all ages, everybody knew that song.
The kids and I were in a rickshaw in D.C. this last week, and they played that, and everyone on the sidewalk started dancing, and the kids kept saying, everybody knows this song. I'm like, yes, if you want to pump people up, you play this song.
My song, if it comes on the radio and everyone's talking in the car, I'll turn it up to where no one can hear themselves talk. Eye of the Tiger.
That's a good one. Journey. I mean, Journey's...
Stallone. Not Sylvester, but his brother sang that.
Oh, really?
For Rocky, yeah. For the Rocky movies. Eye of the Tiger.
But isn't that a Journey song, too?
No.
No?
Eye of the Tiger?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope.
No, it is not.
Disclaimer, I am horrible with names of songs, movies.
When that sucker comes on, I crank it up no matter what. It always motivates me, no matter what kind of mood I'm in. If I hear the Eye of the Tiger.
Survivor.
Yeah, when he goes to LSU, man, to get his Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
And then anything Dre and Snoop, if that comes on.
For sure.
I freaking crank that up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's our era.
Yeah.
We grew up.
Garth Brooks, too.
And Alan Jackson.
And Alan, yeah.
I would switch channels from Alan Jackson to Tupac. I mean, I would listen to everything.
Yeah, our generation did that. One song after the other. Yeah, different.
Yeah, well, speaking of Garth Brooks and LSU, Colin Baton Rouge, that is one that will get me singing every single time.
Okay, so when y'all fire that up in the stadium, that's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
God, I remember when he put that song out. And then there's the dance, obviously.
Oh, I remember the dance.
Everybody plays that at their weddings.
I was in junior high.
Yeah, that song still hits.
I loved that song. You should be playing these.
That and Friends in Low Places.
Yeah.
Friends in Low Places.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Colin Baton Rouge, Rodeo.
Got the rodeo coming up here pretty soon.
Thank God.
Okay, if you ever just wanted to visit Texas you just wanted to go, Houston rodeo season is one of the best times to come. And it's, what are the dates this year, Hunter?
It's all of March, basically.
End of February, March, or just starts in March?
Well, the cook-offs start February.
Well, that's for the locals.
Yeah, that's more locals, but it's still really, it's still fun. If you're coming in from out of town to come see this, it's like first week of March until the very end.
Okay, there's a little insight into Texas culture. No matter who you see walking out on those streets out there, if they're from Texas and Houston area, they got a pair of boots and a hat in their closet.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to put that stuff on when you go down in there.
It's at the NRG Stadium, which is where our Houston Texans play, the football team. So it's huge. It's, you know, how many people can fit in that stadium?
And then the lineup 80, of the musicians.
We have
plus the rodeo.
Let's talk about the lineup.
And then how many years have we been doing that?
Oh, I think we hit.
I'm looking forward to rodeo this year.
And
I think they just had the 75th anniversary, last year or something?
Okay.
I remember when quarantine hit and they shut that thing down for a year. I thought Texas was going to revolt.
So it's March 4th through the 23rd. This year we have Reba McEntire.
How about that woman?
She's great. We have Riley Green.
Post Malone.
AJR.
Journey's coming out too.
Are they?
Yeah.
Bailey Zimmerman.
Put us on the list for the journey.
Karen Leone.
Zach Top's been popping off this year a little bit.
Brad Paisley. I used to love Brad Paisley songs.
Is Parker playing?
Yeah, Parker's going to be there. We're actually just hanging out with him in D.C. for the inauguration.
Aren't you popular?
So, Parker McCollum, if you don't know who that is, you have to look him up. He is a star in country music right now.
He's not rising. He's already
no. Yeah,
set,
he's right? Like yeah. A set yeah, star. He opened for George Strait at a huge concert at A&M.
Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
The King and Kyle Field, which broke records, which was an awesome.
And he's from the area that Marcus is from. So, local boy.
Good dude.
To the area.
We're lucky to have him.
So, yeah. Go see Parker McCollum. Zach Top is playing. We've got Lauren Daigle. I freaking love Lauren Daigle. She's amazing. I took Addie to see her in concert. John Party.
I mean, there's somebody playing every night.
But it's one, yeah. So how the rodeo works is it's one highlight, you know, like big singer every night. So it's not all these people on the same night. It's each night is focusing on someone else.
Yeah. Plus, it's just a whole day. You go out there. There's carnivals during the day, and just go do the typical carnival experience. I don't know anywhere else that has a carnival that big.
Yeah.
To this day, but it just makes you feel like a kid again.
It's one of those times too when everyone in town and Houston area can get in there and have a good time together. Like if you're going to a football game, we do have neutral gang colors in Texas in Houston, okay? If you're sporting a Texan shirt, if you're sporting an Astro shirt, or if
Rockets.
You're going or Rockets, that means you're cool.
Mm-hmm. Sabercats.
The Sabercats. There's our Sabercats
yeah.
right there.
Yeah,
there
you go. Sabercats yep. and Dynamo.
We pray for you all the time. If you see anybody, like if you want to go neutral gang colors and walk around town, nobody messing with you, just sport your hat and your shirt, and it's going to be an easy day.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the rodeo, you got to throw your boots and hat on.
Okay.
And if you don't have a cowboy hat,
get one.
Let me tell you something. There's one place in Texas on the planet of Earth that you have to go get your hat made, and that's at Catalina Hatmakers and Brian. Make sure you go down there. When you walk in there, tell them that the Mad Hatter sent you, and they'll know it's from me. Walk in there and tell them you're there to get your crown. That's where you go. Write it down. If you can't remember it, it's called Catalina Hatmakers. Think Catalina Wine Mixer. All right? And if you remember that, that's where you go.
Uh-huh. If you can't make it out to Bryan, there's, I mean, a ton of places in Houston.
No, there's not. You go to one place. It's called Catalina Hatmakers. I'm not sponsored by them. I don't get a kickback from them or anything like that. That's where you go.
And we had to pay for our hats. They didn't give us anything.
I paid my hat? Hell yeah. Took me a lifetime to earn that sucker.
Yeah. Okay, there's a couple more people we have to mention that are going to the rodeo this year. Post Malone, freaking love him. Old Dominion, great music. Cody Jinks, of course, Parker McCollum, Brooks and Dunn.
Really?
Yes. And who?
Well, we might have to go to that one, man, because I'm a huge Brooks and Dunn fan.
Okay, and then our finisher, our last day of rodeo, is Luke Bryan.
Luke's closing down?
Yeah, so...
I'm a big fan of his, too.
Yeah, you have to go.
I'm Brooks and Dunn. Can we go to that?
I can go to all of them.
Freaking brand new man.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
Neon Moon.
Okay, so we just got back from the inauguration. That was a fun time. So we had tickets because Morgan's a congressman. We were able to get the tickets that where you sit down. And we were so excited. We're bringing the kids. We're bringing the whole family. Bunch of us, and it was so freaking cold they had to change the whole schedule, which I'm sure y'all all saw on TV. But we ended up having watch parties to watch the inauguration. But the next day Morgan led us in the Capitol, and we were able to stand on the stage where
in the rotunda.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In the rotunda.
Yeah, people have been asking me how that played out. Mm-hmm. When it got so cold and they started moving everybody around, because there was rolling closures on the streets too, so the whole mm-hmm. city was kind of moving like this big Tetris cube.
Yeah,
the security was unreal. I've never seen it like that.
That was the most fun. There were police officers, SWAT, and military from every state.
Yeah.
So you were literally, and I'm a big fan of them, especially uh-huh. when they're all dressed up. And it was so cold, everyone had their kit on, so everybody walked around looking like badasses from mm-hmm. masks up, and they had their shades on. And I remember we walked into that Minnesota crew.
Yeah, from St. Paul.
From St. Paul.
Uh-huh.
And they flew in.
Yeah.
God, man, every one of them suckers was a giant, dude. And,
yeah, corn-fed.
Yeah. I remember thinking there when they started talking, because I asked them where they were from, and they were like, Minnesota. And I was like, oh, yeah, you can definitely hear it in your voice. And then we started joking. Because it was so cold out there. I was like, you know how Minnesotans get their accent? It gets so cold that their jaws freeze up and they can't. And then from Minnesota. When I heard that, I started cracking up, man. But shout out to all y'all, man. We had a blast with y'all. Thank you for everything you did and letting us through those gates when you weren't supposed to. I'm thankful.
And yeah,
that was a once in a lifetime.
We got to go to the balls. And one of the coolest ones that we went to was the American Legion Ball.
Yeah.
Shout out to American Legion.
That was the best one.
To Sarah Verardo, she is a rock star with the Verardo Group, and she has a couple ladies working with her that were great, Danica and Ashley. Just that whole team, they are so squared away, and they've just, I don't know how they do it, because they've got families too.
The best ball that you go to is the black tie and boots, the Texas one.
Texas, yeah.
It's known up there at all of those. That's the one you want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
I was happy about that. When we woke up that morning and went and had breakfast with Tim Kennedy was there, and Sarah had put that on. What was that restaurant we went
coordinated
to?
Coordinated that for... it was at the Founding Farmers.
Founding Farmers.
Yeah.
That place was cool.
We got to see Tim Kennedy, Nick Palmasino.
Oh, I got a bucket list meet there.
Chad Robichaud. Oh, so yeah, tell Gordon us about Ryan. Who you ran into.
Okay, I'll come walking in. Tim walks up, and Chad Robichaud was the first two. And then I guess Mojo was there. My brother Morgan Latrell, I call him Mojo. His name's Morgan Joe, for anybody
who knows who Morgan is.
Yeah. Well, the minute I don't do that, I get hit on it. So I walk in, and there's this old redneck standing in the corner. He's got a cowboy hat on and a fancy shirt and a pair of cowboy boots on. He's all bearded up, and he's a big dude.
Sounds like you.
And Chad walks up and introduces to him. And I don't know if I would. It was loud in there. I didn't hear it properly when he said it, but he didn't give me his name in the beginning. And Chad just goes, "This is the world's greatest grappler. Jiu-jitsu artist." That's what he said to me. And in the back of my head, I was like, well, that's bullshit. World greatest jiu-jitsu artist, Gordon Ryan. And I didn't put that together that was him, because he had dyed his beard a different color. You know what I'm used to is white. Like, he's got white all over, real intimidating looking. And I was just kind of sitting there looking at him, and he finally came out, and that's who that was. And he said something, and I saw his facial expression change, and then I knew immediately who he was. And for a second there, I didn't know what to do.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes, like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right. Your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Get excited?
Yeah, I got excited.
Oh,
like, man, that's freaking bucket list meet there.
I've
been following him for a long time, so that part was great.
And we saw GSP,
and then freaking GSP walks up,
and John Jones,
Rush, not there.
Yeah,
not at that one. But
yeah, we did get to see him.
When I'll get into JJ in a second. When George St. Pierre walked up on me and shook my hand, I wasn't putting it together that he would And then he was on my Canadian list. Like, I got to have a friend from Canada. I was going after Ryan Reynolds, which I'm still going after Ryan Reynolds. He'll be in my friend before too long. But GSP was the other one. And it was great to meet him. He's a legend in the community. And so it was him and Gordon, Tim and Chad, and me standing in there. And then after that, when we went to the ball, I was standing there talking to Gordon again. And freaking John Jones walks up on me.
Yeah.
Now, that freaking guy is huge. And he was
big boy.
And he came out of my blind spot, too, man. But he has that grin, you know, he gets. But he had his hat on and it's shaded up.
Yeah. He looks so nice.
Oh, he's a great guy.
I feel like he looks so nice. And he's lethal in the...
Yeah.
The lethal ones are nice.
Yeah.
The professional fighters, they're the nicest guys on the planet. Mm. And that's not... They probably didn't start out that way. But when you get to that level, man, just something happens.
Yeah.
And he was another bucket list meet. So...
That but you met him backstage at a fight one.
Yeah, but that didn't count because you know he was getting ready to scrap, so he didn't give a shit who I was. Excuse my language, but I'm gonna have that picture blown up into a poster.
That was cool. That
freaking motivating moment right there.
That was a cool moment, and we got to see Cole Lyle, who we've had on the podcast before. He's the director of the American Legion, I think, or something. Yeah.
He just got put in charge of that. He did a great job on that.
Yeah, put that together. And we got to see Leroy Petrie.
Clint.
Roma Show.
Okay, so we walked in there and there was 24 Medal of Honor recipients on top of everybody else in the military. And the best part about going to the military ball is the ladies are all dressed up in their heels and hair, but then they take their men for a walk. So their men are all dressed. They're all dressed up in their uniforms with their medal on their chest and stuff like that. And there's 64 Medal of Honor recipients alive.
I think that's what they said. All we got or left. 67.
So 24 of them were there.
Yeah,
which is as the most I've seen in any place.
Yeah.
Dakota Meyer was there.
Yes,
and then there was
Dakota.
A lot of our older guys were there. Me and Leroy were sitting together at the same table.
With Ryan Zinke.
Zinke was there. Mm-hmm. I told a great story too. I love that story he told on stage.
Yeah.
And then Brett Slabinski, everyone's having a bad time saying his last
name. Nobody could say his last name.
Even the politicians, the senators were getting up there. You know, I was like, that's why we call him Slab. But, and then Emily from Outnumbered.
Yes, she was the MC of
the night. She was the MC up there. She did a great job. She comes from a military family, a big one.
Big military family, yeah.
And Campagno.
Yeah.
Emily Campagno.
She's very pretty.
Just the vibe in that place is awesome.
Yeah, it was a great time.
It's a good thing I wasn't drinking anymore.
Okay,
because that could have gotten rowdy in there. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, when all those Medal of Honor guys and all the military guys were in there, and then all those fighters showed up,
uh-huh.
I was like, this is how this starts.
Yeah.
We get rowdy as all get out, man. Uh-huh. I don't know what happened afterwards, but I mean, if they just kept jumping from ball to ball, thank God it was cold, and the cops were there and had that place caged off for real, because... That was just way too much fun. DC was opened up to all of us. Like, you could just move freely through there. Everyone was dressed up, looking the part. It was a lot of fun, man. If you ever get a chance to go into DC for anything like that, make sure you go.
I have to give a shout out to Matt Schumann, too. So, Matt was at our table. He was...
Is that Bowtie?
Yes, Bowtie.
What's his last name?
Schumann.
Schumann, yeah.
And one time, Marcus and I had to go to an event. And they would not let Marcus in because he didn't have the right attire on. And he had to go to the store, get different clothes. It was a whole big deal. We go back to the event and they said, oh, you still don't have
three
a tie.
Times I got kicked out of there.
Three times we were trying to get in and out. And every time they kept telling him he needed something different. And he was in a mood when we walked in. By the time we got in, he was definitely in a mood. And when he's in a mood, he just needs some time to calm down. I'm sure everyone has a husband or a boyfriend or a dad or someone in their family that gets like that. You just need to let them.
Every man knows what the mood is.
You just need to let them sizzle down for a little bit. And anyway, long story short, I ended up sitting next to Matt Schumann at that event and he cracked me up. He was so freaking funny. And then I didn't think I'd ever see him again. And then I saw him at the American Legion thing. So I was so happy to see him. Shout out.
He walked up on me, kind of stared at me, and I tilted my head. He's like, Marcus? I was like, bow tie?
He wears bow ties, real bow ties, and he ties them himself.
He's real put together.
Yeah, he's very put together. So shout out to Matt.
I mean, who else was?
There's a lot of people there. Loved seeing Dakota Meyer. He looks so much younger.
He's back in uniform. Yes. He joined back up.
I know, that's crazy.
Joined back in the military.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we saw him.
Good for him, man. That's what you get for being young.
I know.
He's super young.
I forget he's like 10, 15 years younger than us.
That's a heavy metal to walk around with, too, at that age.
Yeah.
But, I mean, going back in, probably best thing.
Yeah.
He's been through a lot.
Yeah,
he's a tough dude.
Very nice, too. Okay, so we did all of that. And then we decided we got snowed in. Our flights were canceled because Texas was snowing. So we ended up just doing touristy stuff in D.C. And I love that. D.C. has so much to offer.
You remember we walked out of that ball and that dude was trying to get in that car?
Yes.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah. We picked somebody up, a stranger on the way home, because we had a car waiting for us. And this guy...
This is a lesson I had to learn. This is the only reason I'm bringing that up.
Okay. So, Marcus, it was very, very, very cold. Like, frigid, freezing cold. And there was a guy at the corner. Marcus and I are walking up to the corner to take a left. And he's trying to talk to an Uber or a taxi or somebody, and they weren't letting him in. It was very hard to find drivers in D.C. that weekend. Well, I thought ahead, and I arranged a driver just to wait on us, to be there the whole night.
Squared away, by the way. Good job.
Thank you. You're welcome. We're walking, and Marcus asks him if he wants a ride.
Back us up a little bit. She and I are walking down. Her feet are hurting real bad. Your mom's like, my feet. And then I had a brand new pair of Core Frams on, so my feet were kind of hurting. We were laughing and joking about that. And then this guy just so happens standing there.
He looked very well put together.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, man, you jammed up. You need a ride? And he kind of looked at us and said, sure, yeah, absolutely. So we kind of started talking about it. Come to find out he's from Texas. Mm-hmm. And then, go ahead.
So... I made the mistake because my feet were hurting so bad. I don't wear heels very often anymore, and so my feet were just killing me. And I called the driver and I asked him to come to us. I should have. Mm-hmm. That was a life lesson for me. I should have just let him stay there because all the roads were blocked off. We should have just walked to him. And that caused chaos because everywhere he tried to go...
It was rolling closure.
It was a closure. So he...
So we wound up walking extra.
Way extra.
And wound up in this freaking neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Waiting on the driver.
And our feet are hurting so bad. It is so freaking cold. And Marcus gets in a mood.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right. Your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I did, man. just get kind of frustrated a bit. And this guy didn't know who I was, all right, so at all. And he was, I was like, hey, man, are you all right? You cool? Just kind of walking around. I'm sorry. He probably could have walked to his house. I think he's going to Georgetown or somewhere, right? And he's like, no, this is great. This is how it's an adventure. And he kept saying it to me. And he
had no idea who Marcus was. He had no idea who we were.
So we kind of talked back and forth. And he asked me what I did for a living. I was like, man, I spread the good news. And when I said that to him, he kind of perked up a little bit, and we didn't say anything else. I'm just kind of sitting there at this corner in this neighborhood, and then you could see all the cars moving back and forth, stuff like that. And your mom was on the phone with the driver, so I was yelling at the driver through her phone, kind of. And he's like, "Nah, this is great." And all of a sudden, he called me. He goes, "You know what this reminds me of is a story of Naaman." He goes, "You're Naaman." And I didn't know who the hell that was. I didn't have any idea what that was. And I just kind of sat there with my head, you know, cocked aside, kind of frustrated. And we wait. And then we start talking about something else, man. And
I finally sit down.
Yeah, she sits down. Oh, and then the driver calls and says, I can't get back up in here. And then your mom goes, oh, everything's going to be fine. It's going to be just fine. And then I said something, and he goes again. He goes, Naaman. He goes, this is Naaman. This is the story of Naaman. You're Naaman. And I was like, man, are you? I was like, get the driver here right now. And then we get in the car and we start driving. And for whatever reason, we start talking. And he wouldn't let it go. And he's like, hey, I'm going to send you the story of Naaman from the Bible and this, that, and the other. He's like, he was a military king who got pissed off at stupid shit.
I'm like, oh, that's Marcus.
I was like, yeah. Is that a shot at me? And and then I was like, man, I don't know anything about this Naaman dude. I was like, I've been studying Elijah for the last 3 weeks. And then he really went off on me. He's like, that's you right there. And I didn't have any idea. Well, we get to the house, man, or to the hotel, and I'm laying in bed. This dude sends me the whole chapter and verse of everything. And basically goes over the fact that he's like, but I get you to do the big stuff. But he's like, when I get you to ask you to do the small stuff, it's kind of, you know, you get frustrated at it, and you shouldn't lose your temper over.
So it's 2 Kings 5, 10 through 17.
Yeah. So now every time I get into a mood, your mom calls me Naaman. And it just freaking pulls me right out of it, dude. It's
get you right back to normal.
Right back in it. Yeah,
he was a great guy.
He's great. Mr. Bray. Mr.
Graves. His name is Graves. It is.
It is Graves. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And
Bray was the guy I met on the plane.
Yeah. Great guy, great, and I love that he pulled Marcus out of this mood by quoting scripture.
He was in the best mood.
He was.
He wouldn't lose it. I think he might have. I don't know if he had a little bit of drink, whatever it was. Maybe he was full of the Holy Spirit or both. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? But I was, man. My psycho tingle came on, and I was just kind of standing out there freezing cold and pissed off, and he... And it's at the end of the night, too. I mean, everything was fantastic, and that's usually when it gets me, is at the end of the night, something...
Yeah.
And it's usually incompetence is what pisses me off. But he wouldn't let me go down that rabbit hole, man. He kept pulling me back out of it. And good dude, man. We got lucky with that
one. Yeah, but it was a life lesson for both of us. I should have been patient and just walked straight to the car. And you are now Naaman.
It's your alter ego.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. It's funny now. You know, it wasn't funny then. It was just like, that happened. And then we woke up the next morning and it started snowing.
Yeah.
Like a good one.
Yeah, we had a good snow.
And if you go to D.C., stay down on the water, stay at the Pendry.
The Pendry at the Wharf was so...
It's the people.
It's the people there. It's not necessarily the hotel. Like, it's a small hotel when you walk in, but... The people at the Pendry were so nice and like very accommodating.
Yeah.
And
Adelcia, Brittany, Aaliyah, Mr. Wayne, Brooks.
What? How do you remember all this?
These are the ones that work there. That's how cool they were. I remember all that.
You're so good. I do not remember that.
That's who works there. There's more, but I know I'll forget some of them. What was that? What was that one? The manager's name. Anyways, they're great at the Pendry Hotel. It's right there on the water, too.
Yeah. The Wharf is a great area. When I say the Wharf to some people, they're like, oh, because I guess it used to be a bad neighborhood. But somebody did a whole number on that area because it looks really, really nice.
That's one of my
now.
Favorite areas to stay at.
Yeah.
Also, if there's one restaurant recommendation, you've got to go to Philomena's.
Oh, we loved Philomena's.
Hands down. Well, Ebbets, Old Ebbets Grill.
Old Ebbets and Philomena's.
Philomena's, an Italian restaurant.
So if you're craving Italian, you go to Philomena's. Mm-hmm. Period.
And ask for Nico.
Mm-hmm. Get your butt in the car. Write this name down.
Yeah. Philomena's.
Philomena's. Yeah. Make sure you go there.
Yeah. It was so good. Like
authentic Italian.
All of the and Marcus saved someone's life in there. Side note, someone was choking and he literally saved their life. She was totally passed out. And
yeah, that was a crazy one to see.
That was a crazy night, but
we can leave that part out of work.
But no, it was, they were also just so good and their desserts are delicious. So Philomena's in Georgetown was great. Okay. So moving on. It was a great time at the inauguration week.
The Bible Museum?
Oh, yeah. The Museum of the Bible.
You got to go do that. The Spy Museum's up there. Mm-hmm. That's a big one.
We did
They've got a good Holocaust one.
Yeah.
We didn't get to go. It's a lot of the stuff.
Just a lot of good history in general.
I took the kids to the Air and Space Museum, and it was a little overwhelming. There was just a ton of people there, and they were ready to get out. Our kids don't like to be in huge crowds.
We've done a good job of capturing our history and putting it into an educational format when you walk in there, how they do that.
Yeah. All the monuments. Go just walk all the monuments.
The reflecting pool in between Lincoln and Washington Monument was frozen.
Yeah.
So the kids were freaking running and jumping and seeing how far they could slide across.
Hunter busted his back.
Like Forrest Gumping it.
Five times.
With the ice.
Yeah. Okay. So that was a lot of fun. That was the kickoff to our new year. We got Trump in office, we got Vance, got all kinds of new cabinet members that are just awesome. So that was fun. Trump announced they are changing the name from Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America.
It is official.
Oh, it is now?
Uh-huh.
Is it showing up on the maps?
I don't know. I mean, it's official according to, I guess, the U.S., but anybody, like, nobody else has to really change it. That's my understanding.
You know, as many times as we say Gulf of Mexico, because I love Mexico, I never even dawned on me to call it the Gulf of America, to call it that.
Still says Gulf of Mexico on Apple Maps.
If you have an old map somewhere, keep a hold of it.
Yeah, it'll have a different name on it. Okay, Super Bowl talk. We've got Chiefs and Eagles.
Yep. Three-peat for the Chiefs?
Yeah, of course the Chiefs sneak their way in there.
Why do y'all do that?
Marcus is so excited
about
the Chiefs.
I'm just curious as to why everyone gets upset.
It's cool. Don't get me wrong. It's very cool to see them do that. But
you know how hard that is?
But if you also were to see a bunch of the, I don't want to call any of the refs out, but there is definitely a bunch of missed calls. And this happened to the Texans too. They had a lot of pretty iffy calls towards the Texans.
Are they the same refs?
I don't know.
I've heard that story too. The same refs and stuff like that.
I don't know. But it is, it's cool to see a dynasty.
But the Bills,
this is the best part about arguing about sports.
I mean, we have no skin in the game with Chiefs and the Bills. But the Bills put out. I mean, they were playing a great. And I'm not. The only football I like to watch is the Texans, but we watched that game and the Bills were putting out. So I was.
It was a hard fought game.
Yeah.
And you can't really bring it down to the refs at the end of the game, but it was, I mean, a battle in the trenches. So yeah. Do love to see that.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes, like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges, ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
The Chiefs, it is super cool that they're so good. And
they're great.
I mean, they're amazing.
Freaking great. Yeah. Andy Reid, that dude, mm-hmm. man, him, Patrick.
And the kicker. Kelsey. The kicker yeah. always comes in clutch.
And Taylor.
And Taylor.
Bringing in all the viewership.
She's part of the team now, oh man. Yeah, you got to have it. She's obviously good luck.
Oh, my gosh.
She has been pretty good luck.
She's
for
good her. Luck. Oh, maybe I wouldn't even talk smack. I tell you what, man, the Eagles are good, though. They look good. Saquon
is badass, a beast. Man. I cannot.
Straight up badass. When he jumped that dude backwards that the other day, I just.
After saying that, I do feel like the Chiefs-Eagles is the best matchup for a Super Bowl. I think both of those teams battling it out for the game is going to be. Probably one of the better games this year, for sure.
Games, man, it's just unbelievable. The quarterbacks, all of them freaking good, man. The only thing you got to worry about is they're just beat up. Mm-hmm. End of the season the way it is.
Both teams seem pretty healthy right now, though, which that's probably one of the bigger reasons why they are where they are. But, yeah, it's all about staying healthy.
In New Orleans.
New Orleans?
It's going to be in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
It's always a good Super Bowl in New Orleans.
It's going to be wild, yeah. Okay.
Who are you pulling for? Are you Eagles, obviously? Why? Because you don't want to see a three-peat?
No, I mean, if the Commanders were in, I definitely would
go. We're not talking about that. We're talking about Chiefs and the Eagles.
I know. No, I mean, with the teams in now, I probably would say Chiefs just so we see a three-peat, so we can see some history. I really don't have any skin in the game either. So
I do
guess,
like a good underdog win.
I get that, but to set that bar at three.
In our lifetime.
That's cool. Kind of a big deal. Like, I always wanted to see the Cubbies win the World Series, so did my granddad. I wanted Detroit to win.
Once
the Texans were out, I wanted Detroit.
I
don't know why I want Detroit to do so well in life.
Because of the Turks. They took us on the best trip to Detroit.
Yeah. I've always been a Detroit Lions fan, kind of in the closet because of Barry Sanders and all that back in them days, man. I just wanted them to do good. And the city's turned around, too. It's freaking great.
We had a great time in Detroit.
If you ever get to Detroit, man, make sure you go eat at Buddy's Pizza. Make sure you go watch a Lions game and then get to the Ford Museum, see all that. And then make sure you get over to Motown and go through the Motown Museum.
That was so pretty cool.
When you walk in there, a tour guide looks just like Shownuff from The Last Dragon. I got the book right here.
What the heck?
He signed it. Berry Gordy, Mr. Motown himself. You see this right here?
That's hilarious.
And then I had all of them sign it. And this guy come. I did. If you've never seen the movie The Last Dragon, it's a Berry Gordy film. It's the best martial arts movie ever made of all time. Well, the dude, our tour guide in there, was actually looked just like Shonuff. And then he signed my book and he told me that I am the master now. And he signed it right here. I have it. It's right there.
That's hilarious.
Isn't that awesome? But the motel, the coolest part about that, I thought about the motel thing is when they pull us into the basement.
Yeah.
And they got the recording studio down there.
Uh-huh.
And then they have this sheet music out on this the stand. And then he was sitting there looking at all of, there's a bunch of us in there. And he's like, all right, I need everybody to sing. And then all the guys were like, I ain't singing nothing, man.
You sang.
Well, I know. But then everyone started kind of singing. And we all sang this line from this song. And then when we were done, he goes, congratulations. He goes, every Motown artist that ever recorded a record recorded it in this studio, and you just sang in the same studio that all of them did. And when he said it like that, I was like, oh, all right, that's cool. Pretty cool, man.
Yeah, the Temptations.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun. So make sure if you ever get down to Detroit, you'll do that.
That was fun. Okay, so some other big things that are coming up this year. We have June 28th, 2025 is the 20th anniversary of Red Wing.
Yeah.
And for our listeners, because I want y'all to be able to plan for things, there are some events going on if y'all want to make it out. There's the Danny Dietz Memorial Roping in Decatur, Texas, just north of Dallas.
That's a big one.
That will be a very big event honoring the fallen. And then outside of Reno, you'll have to look this up, the Matthew Axelson Golf Tournament will be another one with the Axelson family. Sure, there's something going on at the Murph Museum in Long Island, or Patchogue. Is that how you say it? Patchogue?
I can't physically say the word because of my Southern accent. Yeah.
The Murph Museum, if you've never been up there and you live a train ride away from that area, it's really awesome. You should go look at the Murph Museum.
Yeah. Up
there.
I'll include some links to those in the show notes too.
Yeah. So
raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 Mannies that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
20 years. And we are going to have a podcast coming out around that time with a lot of the guys that were involved on the ground for Red Wing and some of the family members. So That will be in June. In November, Marcus and Morgan hit the big 5-0.
How about that?
That is crazy. You'll be half a century old.
Love it how you put it like that.
Put it like that. I'm looking forward to turning 50.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You're going to be half a century old. In August.
I'm going to get my AARP. I'm calling Jonathan.
I don't think you get AARP yet. That's when you're 60.
I was looking forward to talking to Jonathan.
I don't think.
My 999 plan.
I'm going to have to.
I don't get that at 50.
So Addie next week starts golf.
Yeah.
She'll be on the golf.
Next week?
Yeah. She'll be on the golf team.
It's still pretty cold.
I know. But that's when they do it.
At her school. Professional golfer.
They have golf February and March. Ends at the end of March. So Addie's going to be playing with her PXGs. We are a PXG family now.
We are. How about that?
Yeah.
Normally you got to become a professional golfer to get a golf sponsorship. Nah.
Yeah.
All I had to do is go in the service, start a podcast, and wait for that Marine to get out of there and reinvent golf. I was talking to some guys yesterday about this, as a matter of fact, when I was out hunting with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about Bob Parsons and PXG and how he basically big-dicked the freaking golf industry and freaking came in there and swinging it and reinvented that whole thing.
We want him on the podcast.
Just, I tell you what, if you're a Marine and you play golf and you don't have a set of PXG clubs, you're not a Marine. It's the only time I'm ever going to talk smack on a Marine is right now when it comes to golf and playing with those with PXG clubs, because that guy did something. And he's got some comp. Apparently, he's got this kick-ass compound, like a golf his own. Which,
oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sure he does.
I mean, I heard it was awesome.
Y'all should have gone and seen him in Scottsdale.
We went to Phoenix.
On it now. So, I mean, it's,
oh.
We're also there for
at work
12 hours.
Yeah, there's that. But same way with the Black Rifle Coffee guys.
Yeah.
I mean, to get out of the service, out of the wars, to come into an environment that's kind of already set. Coffee, golf have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And just if you're somewhere, young entrepreneur, wanting to be an entrepreneur, you got an idea, man, and some wherewithal and that grit, that never quit attitude, man, get out there and do that. You can do it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, PXG is awesome, and we have definitely become a golf family. We even we've got a sponsorship coming up, Shipsticks, that ships your golf clubs wherever you're going. If you're going on a trip or whatever, we're definitely going to use that.
Yeah, any boys' golf trips, girls' golf trips.
Yeah, family golf trips.
It's definitely
yeah.
one of those games that you get into with the whole family. Nobody gets hurt. Mm-hmm. I mean, the weather's usually going to be good. Everybody can do it, and the scenery's beautiful. I feel like the only other game around like that is maybe bowling, where everyone can do it, and it's like a family thing.
Yeah, and but the scenery's fishing. Not pretty when you're bowling.
What's wrong with the bowling alley scenery, man? I think it's freaking...
Some of them are fun. Some of them are raunch.
That's the one you want.
Okay. And then we want to hear from our audience. We want to hear what you want to hear, who you want to hear from. It's a new year, so we're always looking for new feedback. Send any info to Hunter at TeamNeverQuit.com or comment on our stuff on our YouTube or on our Instagram. We're very active on Instagram. I know we have a Facebook too, but we're more active on Instagram. So yeah, we just want to hear back from our listeners and get as much feedback as we can. And we want to be able to engage with our listeners. So if there's, I don't know, maybe we do like a meetup, like a Google Meet or something. Like a virtual meetup.
Or in person.
Or in person. We can figure it out. What was your favorite podcast moment from 2024? It's hard to say because there's so many different people that come out.
That's the hardest question.
It is.
Spartan Forged. I thought that was a great invention, man.
That was the breakfast that Sarah Berardo put on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Bill.
Uh-huh.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
And that thing he created is awesome. Actually, he was the first guy I ran into when I went in there at that place.
Yeah.
man, the equestrian boys, Michael and them guys that got that Yellowstone ranch up in Montana doing the horses therapy.
It's
not called Yellowstone. I don't know.
Yeah, they're in Virginia.
Excuse me, Virginia. Thank you.
He's from Oregon or something. But yeah, the horse therapy is great. We loved all of our podcast guests.
Mark Lawrence had a great story too. The Vietnam
and Colton Kyle. He's Colton. Chris's kids grown up.
Yes, Chris's kid is all grown up.
Alan Mack had a crazy story.
Yep, the McNairs. We loved having. We actually went to the Texan Stadium and did it there, which we had never done that before.
Big old Chris Karachi.
What Karachi's doing, man?
Yeah.
Still got his video. I'm staring at his video right now. He was so much fun to have on the movie set. You know, old school frogs. When we were filming the movie, we had some Vietnam boys there. And man, they are great.
Yeah. Wags.
Yeah, Wags.
Evie was cool too.
Yeah, Evie. And we started the year off with Dr. Gabrielle Lyon. I mean, we had a ton of people on the show. A
ton of great people.
Chris Gothrow, Chris Cassidy.
Dude, I mean, can you imagine? So right now there's two astronauts that are stuck up in space. They've been there for a long time.
That is insane.
Are they still up?
They're still there. They're still there. I don't think they come back till February or March.
Yeah.
If that was Cassidy stuck up there, I'd be laughing. Because that's something that should happen to a team guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I talked to him the other day. I checked on him.
Oh, Chris Cassidy.
Yeah. He's good.
And Chris is now running the Medal of Honor Museum.
In Dallas.
In Dallas, gotcha. Which opens up next month.
Yeah.
So.
You need to go.
Everyone
needs to go to see that too. It's just to see and hear the stories about what those guys do.
There's also a Navy SEAL Museum opening up in San Diego.
Where?
There, it's
like on the island or in proper?
I don't know the answer to that. I'll have to look that up. But it's going to be, I don't know if it's 2025 or 2026 that's opening up, but that is a new thing coming up. There's a Navy SEAL Museum on the East Coast in Fort Pierce, right? Fort Pierce?
That's the
Navy SEAL Museum, but there's going to be a West Coast one.
I'm still trying to get us all together for one reunion.
That'll happen in 2028.
Be right here.
Yeah, there it is.
So it's in San Diego.
Is that downtown?
Yeah.
I like downtown.
I love San Diego. I think Coronado.
Yeah, San Diego is definitely one of my favorite U.S. cities.
It's great.
Mm-hmm. Washington, D.C.
Yeah. D.C. is probably my favorite East Coast city. I just like all the history.
Destin?
No, I mean North.
You mean up?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it, D.C.?
New York's too busy for me. I like it, but I don't want to go multiple times a year.
I like Boston.
I haven't been to Boston enough to really understand the city.
Ever since those cops took us around.
Yeah. I think I've been to Boston maybe three times.
Yeah. I'm a Boston fan.
But I love D.C.
Hard not to. It's like Rome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like going to Rome.
It's our Rome.
That's what it is. The US, matter of fact, where we're going to the monument, we're going to Lincoln Monument. There was that stretch of commerce buildings with the red roofs.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Rome looked like back in the day. And then during the Bible Museum, when you go in, it shows you all the hidden relics and where everything's written.
I love that.
I thought that was pretty cool. You can go into the Bible Museum and there's it's a virtual roller coaster. And it flies.
It's called Revelation. Washington's Revelation.
Yeah, and it flies you over the city. And shows you all these structures and little hidden treasures we got everywhere in there.
Yeah.
Have you been watching any good TV shows lately? Any good movies? Did you ever watch Gladiator 2?
Oh, was it good?
I liked it.
Because I'm a huge Denzel fan.
Yeah, so my favorite part about it, because we've gone to Rome a lot, seen the Colosseum, but I've heard of them filling it up with water. But I've never been able to see it give it a little visual representation. This is a perfect visual representation of how they would have filled it up with water and done Navy attacks.
You ever wonder why we don't do that now? Like why there isn't someone in a state that has a stadium that actually would fill
that
thing?
It's got to cost a ton of money.
They did it
now.
In Rome.
I know, but it's got to cost a gajillion dollars to do that.
Could you imagine that?
I think that'd be so sick.
Oh, I mean, we do monster trucks and motocross and all that stuff like that. If somebody, if you knew that there was a fill that thing full of water and do something. I don't know, man. Speaking of Denzel, man, I want to give a shout out to him too. He's one of the prophets.
What do you mean by that?
I grew up with that man. He taught me more about everything. I literally get on YouTube and still pull him up and listen to him talk about motivation and perseverance and overcoming. He taught me about the prophet Ezekiel. He told me to study the Bible blindly. And I'll tell you what, man, ever since I was a boy, I've watched every movie he did. Matter of fact, I looked to him to learn how to walk. You ever seen that man walk?
Mm-mm.
No.
That sucker can watch it. He learned it from a guy, I guess. I think I might mess this up, but he was at a youth camp or at a church camp or at the school or something like that. There was a man there that just had the coolest walk, and he tried to emulate that. And he does. And that sucker can strut. And then the motivation that he speaks every time he opens his mouth. If you get on YouTube and type his name in for motivational videos, he's top of the list. Him and Samuel L. Jackson.
And Morgan Freeman.
Well, I haven't got to him yet. That's the voice of God. I'm talking about the prophets.
Oh, okay.
The prophet Samuel L. Jackson taught me that the path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of goodwill and charity shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he truly is his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who would attempt to poison or harm my brothers. And you're going to know that I was sent by the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon you. And he taught me that. He also taught me that when you're going through your transitional period, sometimes, you know, you got to turn around and you got to be the shepherd instead of the wolf. And that's kind of the hardest part about being a man. And those two prophets that taught me about Ezekiel. And it wasn't a white man brought me there. It was them guys. And I just wanted to give a shout out to them. I've never done that, but there's a couple of the men out there on TV that taught me a lot. And I never had a chance to thank them. I think this might be the only way. So thank y'all for that. So if you need some motivation, son, if I never guided you over to those two, watch them. Because they'll make you tough.
I'll go give them a shot.
Man, they'll make you tough.
Mm-hmm.
If I see you walking different, I'm going to know.
Hey, type in Man on Fire. That was a good movie. I mean, just Ezekiel, too, because he walks the whole time in that. It's a thing.
Yeah, I'm about to come out of this with a new strut.
It's a thing, man. Anyway, Samuel will teach you how to talk smack. You need to learn how to talk smack? Watch him. He can. I can talk smack better than anybody. Mm-hmm. That's where I learned it. That smart mouth I got, call it smart mouth, from him. He taught me that. How to be strong.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm looking forward to a good 2025. We have a lot of great people coming on the show. Marcus is about to go do his physical therapy that he does every year, so we've got a couple of weeks off, but we will still be releasing shows, and it's going to be a good year.
Yeah.
It's off to a great start.
Yeah, like we said, let us know anybody you want to listen to. We would love to hear your recommendations. Could be people of any kind. Just send them my way, and I'd love to reach out. So
Hunter@teamneverquit.com.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
Save big money on your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big money on your next painting project now at Menards.
From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save